This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 225 for Friday, January 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Friday morning, trying to build on the gains made in the overnight session. The March canola contract climbs $3.70 at $610.50 per ton, and the May contract adds $4 at $620.40 per ton. Support for canola is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, but Malaysian palm oil is mixed. Slight declines in crude oil are weighing on vegetable oil values. Tighter Canadian canola supplies and the need to ration demand continue to underpin values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for the week ending January 12th are 203,000 tons higher than those last week. Domestic use is higher as well at 215,000 tons. Canola fell sharply on Thursday after it was excluded from the interim rules on United States biofuel guidelines. Uncertainty over tariffs and biofuel policies continue to loom large over the canola market as Donald Trump will be sworn in as U.S. president on Monday. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday morning, with the loonie at 69.48 U.S. cents. Reports say China is switching from buying U.S. soybeans to Brazil soybeans on the assumption Trump will impose tariffs. AgroConsult places the Brazil soybean harvest at 172.4 million tons and the Brazil corn harvest at 133.8 million tons. The South American weather outlook says there's rain for Argentina over the weekend, while southern Brazil is to get rain in the coming 10 days. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The March contract gains 10 cents at $10.29 per bushel. March soy oil bumps up less than a tenth of a cent at 45.08 cents per pound. March soy meal adds $2.90 at $297.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn rises 6 cents at $4.81 per bushel. March oats are up a nickel at $3.55. The U.S. wheat complex is slightly higher as Chicago March tacks on a penny at $5.38.5. Kansas City March adds 1.5 cents at $5.50. And Minneapolis March is up 2.5 cents at $5.84. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Canadian markets will be open. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.